Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today we are joined with an exclusive interview with Colorado Governor Jared Polis. Governor Polis, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Sarah. It's a pleasure to join your show, and I'm always excited, of course, to visit the Four Corners area and Durango and La Plata County. I'll be back in the area soon, and we're excited to see, you know, kids going back to school across our state, and are so far the residents of our state succeeding well, compared to other states, that is, in the battle against the deadly virus.
In the middle of a pandemic, sending kids back to school is worrisome amongst parents and certainly faculty and staff that are going to be sending their kids back or working back at schools. Governor Polis, I know you yourself are sending your children back right now. And last fall, you were the one that was starting schools off here in Durango. Let's talk to that and what that feels like for you as governor of the state.
Yeah, I mean, schools are really no different than many other parts of our society. People are worried about going into work, whether you're a police officer or a firefighter, interacting with others that work, retail workers are worried about working in stores, office workers, of course, teachers. And many parents are making different decisions for totally valid reasons. I mean, actually, there's, you know, if you a kid being raised by their grandparents and they're in their 60s or 70s or they have respiratory conditions, I know a lot of kids in that situation that are starting out the year online, and that's a reasonable precaution to take with the virus, far more deadly for people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s than it is for people in their 30s and 40s.
You have championed in the past month rapid testing. I want to talk about rapid testing in rural areas like Southwest Colorado versus areas like the Metro and the Front Range.
Yeah, so our goal is to make rapid, free, quick, easy testing available statewide. In terms of the large testing centers complemented by the community testing sites, there's over 50 community testing sites, including in southwestern Colorado. And then the metro areas have these large-scale sites where they test 1,000 or 2,000 a day, Water World in Adams County, Aurora Sports Complex, Pepsi Center, Citadel Mall in Colorado Springs. Obviously, there's not the kind of scale in rural Colorado to have 1,000 tests per day, you know, in a town where you're simply not going to have more than a few dozen per day.
Southwest Colorado, as you know, is home to two Native American tribes, the Ute Mountain Ute and the Southern Ute. Both have remained in stay-at-home orders during this pandemic, and unlike other indigenous tribes throughout the country, their COVID-19 numbers have remained low. Let's talk to that in our indigenous community neighbors that we serve.
You know, I think our tribes, the Southern Utes and the Ute Mountain Ute, really saw what was happening across the border in New Mexico, Arizona, and some of the tribal nations, and they locked down early and long. In fact, I think they both are still under stay-at-home orders. They have been very effective at keeping the virus to lower levels, and I think they did that as a direct experience in talking to other tribes that have been really disproportionately affected, both in case incidents as well as fatalities.
And it's not just the indigenous community. We are seeing that this pandemic is really affecting the Black community and Latinx community more than their white counterparts. It's fascinating to look at those numbers, Governor Polis.
Yeah, two main reasons. When you look at who's in kind of these essential jobs where they have to work and they go in and they're near others, it's going to be disproportionately people of color, so exposed to the virus. And then secondly, there's simply a lot more health issues because of existing health disparities that fall along both economic and racial lines in terms of obesity, diabetes, respiratory disorders, and other conditions that increase the fatality rate for those who do contract the deadly virus.
Yeah, I know that the state has worked with the CARES Act for funding for local public health departments through the CARES Act for 2020. But looking at funding for 2021 for these local public health departments, what is the state doing to help provide that?
Well, frankly, we are calling upon the Republicans and Democrats in Congress to pass another round of assistance. I believe they will. In fact, largely the health response piece, both the vaccination, the testing piece, it's my understanding the Democratic and Republican negotiators have largely agreed on that piece. But there's other pieces that hold them apart. So we need our Congress, the president, to really step up and make sure that the states are able to continue this response over the next few months, and that the money from CARES Act, when it runs out, that we don't simply have to give up on testing and treatment and tracing.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners here today?
I would say that, you know, people who want to help those in need can go to helpcoloradonow.org. We've raised over $25 million for nonprofits and those in need, rental assistance across the state. And you can also go to covid19.colorado.gov to get the latest statistics on what's going on in coronavirus.
Governor Jared Polis, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT.